Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Murray. Batting third. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Burke. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mickey Klutz. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Matt Keough. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Naorodny. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Wortham. And now, play ball. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball four. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wortham fires to first and has Murphy trapped. There's the throw to Kessinger, who tags Murphy for the out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garr. The throw from Newman and he is out, Klutz applying the tag. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klutz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering strikes out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke takes first base on ball four. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy, who is chasing the ball. Soderholm reaches third base with a triple. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keough fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny takes first base on ball four. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nairodny moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo strikes out. Nairodny drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Picciolo out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Nairodny and he is safe. Edwards steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murphy takes first base on ball four. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wortham fields it and throws to second for the out. Edwards moves to third. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr bunts towards the mound. Keough fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burke takes first base on ball four. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wortham fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wortham. Burke moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball four. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Naorodny hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Naorodny reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Horta goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Naorodny moves to third. Pryor moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into center field. Murphy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Murphy. Naorodny scores. Pryor scores. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. Garr moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Washington hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hamilton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Horta takes first base on ball 4. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pryor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0 for 2 in the game. Paige strikes out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Revering takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Pryor fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Washington is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torres moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross juggles the ball. That's an error on Gross. Torres moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burke. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Torres scores. Lemon scores. Soderholm goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 9-0, White Sox. Jim Todd now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, White Sox. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing center field. Wayne Nordhagen now playing right field. Junior Moore now playing left field. Mike Squires now playing first. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Murphy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Edwards moves to third. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torres moves to third. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 3 in the game. Page strikes out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Revering hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Revering reaches second base with a double. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 3 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Burke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Revering scores. It's 10-1, White Sox. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burke moves to third. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 3 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Naorodny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Squires moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pryor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-4 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.